Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation gears up to celebrate the 79th Independence Day. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories to attend celebrations in New Delhi. India and Singapore ministerial roundtable talks continue in New Delhi to strengthen bilateral relations. Over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of Bihar affected as major rivers on spate causing widespread floods. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall over isolated places in Uttarakhand, Telangana, Bihar and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Hamas delegation arrives in Cairo for talks on ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rules out partial ceasefire with Hamas. And Gulveer Singh betters his own national record in non-Olympic event of men's 3,000 meters race in Budapest. And now the news in detail. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on 15th of August with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hoisted the national flag at his residence as part of this campaign. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the national flag and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
Apne ghar bhi tiranga fehraye. आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए
इन उत्तर प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ लॉन्च द 3-day हर घर तिरंगा कैंपेन फ्रॉम हिज ऑफिशियल रेजिडेंस इन लखनऊ टुडे
Tiranga Yatras are setting an inspiring example in Uttar Pradesh. Large number of people are also participating in selfie with Tiranga campaign. CM Yogi said that the world has witnessed India's courage, strength and might during Operation Sindoor. He appealed to 140 crore citizens to rise above personal interests, dedicate themselves to the nation and host the tricolor in every home.
Har Bharatvasi is Tiranga ko har ghar pe laga karke desh ki azadi ke samaroh mein bhagidar ban karke hum sab ke liye atyant mahatvapurna hoga.
Inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal, the August 13 to 15 campaign, along with Tiranga Yatras across villages, towns and districts, aims to spread reverence for the constitution, national symbol and freedom fighters. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Delhi Minister Ashish Sood and BJP MP Kamaljeet Sehrawat led the Tiranga Yatra in the southwest district of Delhi, in which more than 8,000 people participated. To ensure foolproof security on Independence Day, Delhi Police has made elaborate security arrangements. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on all its lines to facilitate the general public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. On 15th of August, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating Independence Day from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security has been intensified across the Jammu region, especially along the borders with Pakistan, to thwart any attempt to disrupt peace in the region ahead of the 79th Independence Day. Army and BSF have intensified vigil all along the 225-kilometer line of control and 192-kilometer international border. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on 15th of August as special guests in New Delhi. More from our correspondent.
This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayat like better infrastructure, enhanced public services and inclusive community initiatives. They have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin and Mission Indradhanush. These elected women representative of Panchayati Raj institutions exemplify the emerging strength of rural leadership, successfully combining their governance responsibilities with forward-looking development approaches across diverse regions of the country. country. Panchayati Raj Ministry will facilitate the special guest in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will also be launched. The theme for this year's program is Atmanirbhar Panchayat, Viksit Bharat Ki Pehchan, which captures the vision of self-reliant Panchayat as a key pillar of developed India. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Farmers from across the country have thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements, despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmer organization leaders and cultivators met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday to express gratitude and support for the government's decisive action to protect the farmers' interests. National President of the Indian Farmer Chaudhary Charan Singh Organization, Dharmendra Chaudhary, said that Prime Minister Modi's decision will not only provide relief to millions of food providers, but also bolster the self-reliance of the nation's agriculture and rural sectors.
हर किसान का दिल खुश हो गया जब देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा कि मैं देश के किसानों मछुआरों और जो भी इस ट्रीटी में शामिल जो सेक्टर हैं पशुपालक हैं पोल्ट्री के किसान हैं मैं किसी भी किसान के हितों से समझौता नहीं करूंगा.
Meanwhile, Virendra Lohan of the Chhattisgarh Youth Progressive Farmers Association said the courageous decision not to allow American companies to enter the country's agriculture and dairy sectors is echoing in every field, village and cowshed.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी आपने अमेरिकी कंपनियों को कृषि एवं डेयरी सेक्टर में प्रवेश न देने का जो साहसिक निर्णय लिया है वह हर खेत हर खलियान और हर गौशाला में गूंज रहा है. आपने प्रवेश न देकर यह साबित कर दिया है कि भारत का किसान सिर्फ अन्नदाता नहीं बल्कि इस राष्ट्र की आत्मा है और इस आत्मा पर कभी कोई विदेशी कब्जा नहीं कर सकता.
The BJP today hit out at Congress MP and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, over his vote theft allegations against the Election Commission. Addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP MP Anurag Thakur alleged that Mr. Gandhi blames electronic voting machines whenever he loses elections. He said that after every defeat, Congress tries to find excuses instead of taking accountability.
अगर 90 बार किसी के नेतृत्व में चुनाव हारने का रिकॉर्ड है तो श्रीमान राहुल गांधी जी के नेतृत्व में हार और पार्टी के अंदर भी राहुल गांधी जी के नेतृत्व पर सवाल खड़े होते हैं. अब जब वो चुनाव हार जाते हैं तो ईवीएम पर प्रश्न चिन्ह खड़ा करते हैं तो कभी वोटर्स पर ठीकरा फोड़ते हैं. ईवीएम मशीन की हेरा फेरी कांग्रेस कहती रही. हर हार के बाद कांग्रेस ने नया बहाना ढूंढने का काम किया.
Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai today said the Supreme Court will look into the issue of relocation of stray dogs in Delhi NCR. The observation came from the Apex Court after a lawyer mentioned a plea on the sterilization and vaccination of community dogs in Delhi and referred to a 2024 Apex Court order passed by Justice J.K. Maheshwari-led bench that barred the killing of stray animals and emphasized compassion towards all living beings as an enshrined constitutional value. The CJI was referring to the verdict delivered on Monday by a bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan, which directed municipal bodies across Delhi NCR to immediately capture all stray dogs and relocate them to shelters. Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar has said that substance use disorder is adversely affecting the social fabric of the country. He said it is a social menace and should be eradicated from the country. Speaking on the 5th anniversary of Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan in New Delhi today, the minister added that dependence on drug not only affects the individual's health but also disrupts their families and the whole society.
जिस परिवार में कोई युवा अगर नशे की आदत का शिकार हो जाता है पूरा वातावरण विषाक्त होने लगता है तो ये पूरे समाज के लिए चिंता की विषय बात बन जाती है कि हमारे देश का जो युवा है वो अगर किसी गलत दिशा में आगे बढ़ गया है उसको कैसे वापस लाया जा सकता है. क्योंकि अगर युवा सही रहेगा तो घर सही रहेगा, घर सही रहेगा तो बस्ती ठीक रहेगी, बस्ती ठीक रहेगा तो गाँव ठीक रहेगा.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is underway in New Delhi. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal are attending the roundtable. The ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong, and the Foreign Affairs Minister, Josephine Teo, are also participating in the meeting. External Affairs Ministry said the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. India and Singapore share a comprehensive strategic partnership, and the third round of ministerial roundtable will identify avenues to further broaden and deepen our bilateral relations. A senior Hamas delegation led by Chief Negotiator Khalil Al-Hayya arrived in Cairo on Tuesday for high-stake talks with Egyptian officials aimed at securing a comprehensive ceasefire in Gaza and resolving the hostage crisis. The negotiations, mediated by Egypt with support from Qatar and the United States, seek to revive a proposed 60-day truce plan that has stalled amid renewed tensions. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he believes the prospects for a partial ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas are no longer possible. In an interview with Israeli broadcaster I-24, Netanyahu said the possibility of reaching a partial agreement is behind us. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Chinnamani said heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and parts of northeast India.
The update from IMD is that there has been substantial reduction of the rainfall over Western Himalayan region covering Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir. And today only the highest rainfall is only 70 millimeter we got from the Dehradun 1 station at Haripur. Today the highly favorable signal is that a low pressure area has formed over West Central Bay of Bengal and adjoining Northwest Bay of Bengal. IMD has issued red color for Telangana next 2 days, that is for 13, 14 and orange color for 15-16, a long period of heavy spell likely over Telangana.
Due to swelling of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak, Son, Kosi, Mahananda and Bagmati, over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of the state have been affected by floods. Bhagalpur, Munger, Begusarai, Vaishali, Bhojpur, Khagadia and Patna districts are among the worst affected districts due to flood. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a warning of heavy rain for tomorrow in the state. We have a report.
In Bihar, due to floods and severe waterlogging in several districts, including Bhagalpur, Bhojpur, Patna and Lakhisarai, boats are now being used on roads where vehicles once used to run. In many areas, due to extreme waterlogging, people are forced to remain confined to their homes. Schools in the affected areas have been closed. In Patna, several localities, including Kadamkua, Rajendranagar, Rajiv Nagar and Digha, heavy waterlogging conditions are being witnessed. In several parts of the city, traffic jams are causing inconvenience to the public. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In sports, India's Gulveer Singh bettered his own national record in non-Olympic event of men's 3,000 metres race while finishing fifth at the Gyulai Istvan Memorial Hungarian Athletics Grand Prix in Budapest. He clocked 7 minute 34.49 seconds to eclipse his own previous national record time of 7 minute 38.26 seconds set at the Boston University David Hemery Valentine Invitational Meet in February this year. Benchmark equity indices were trading with gains in afternoon session today, with 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 298 points or 0.37% up at 80,533, while the Nifty's NSE was up 141 points or 0.57% at 24,628 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation gears up to celebrate the 79th Independence Day. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories to attend celebrations in New Delhi. India and Singapore ministerial roundtable talks continue in New Delhi to strengthen bilateral relations. Over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of Bihar affected as major rivers on Spate causing widespread floods. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall over isolated places in Uttarakhand, Telangana, Bihar and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Hamas delegation arrives in Cairo for talks on ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rules out partial ceasefire with Hamas. And Gulveer Singh betters his own national record in non-Olympic event of men's 3,000 meters race in Budapest. And with that, we end the midday news.